Welcome back to the Six of Discs, the show where I almost clear my throat before I start. Cold start, hot intro, good. It's a value for value role-playing game that is a time, talent, or treasure model, as Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak over at No Agenda have developed. This is a similar in the same vein, a bit of an evolution on that. Same thing with MoFax and the Podcasting 2.0. All of those are shout-outs to mentors, as well as to Nox Mente and to Aeon Byte. And yeah, my show is a podcast about art, spirituality, and healing. It goes in a cycle every week of four. It's the four different elements, one of those fundamental numbers. The Japanese tend to have a fear of four. Four and fear are actually really closely spelled together when you think about it. But I'd say that it's more important to draw your attention to how the four elements are, you know, basically the earth. That's the show. I'm getting down, and you can hear that I'm really just, I'm blasting some Miles Davis, and I'm trying not to hear my own thoughts. I'm just going to do this show fucking nitty-gritty, and there's the explicit button before 42 seconds in here now. I've told you enough about the show, basically. There's the Six of Discs. The Six of Swords is the one-on-one show. It's the art, spirituality, and healing show. And this is the other side of that coin. That's air, and this is earth. Swords and coins. And this is the solo show. Fire and Water, we got the live show coming up. In fact, where I'm recording right now, it is about 14 degrees Moon Mercury. That's to say the Moon is 14 degrees in Virgo, and it is astride my Mercury. My Mercury in my chart is at 14 degrees Virgo. So, me am smart am. Hooray! And such. Yeah, man, this is my show, and this is the only place you're going to get this kind of stuff. I am a traditionalist magician, right? So I have progressive and all that stuff, psychedelic and whatnot, but I also know that masculinity and being someone who can provide a safe place for people, and the traditional roles of in society of, you know, observing order, right? So all that jazz and more, and yet, don't we all wish it were anarchy? I think there's plenty of parts of ourselves in a Jungian sense that we can get into on other episodes. But yes, round table is the water, whereas the fire is what we use for the round, any of the money raised for the round table, the solo show, or any of the shows goes into an account that you use in the value for value role-playing game. I'm just going to listen to Miles Davis and stop trying to think so hard, guys. I'm like, hurry up and get into the show. This is the show. If you're listening, you're listening for this, and I don't have anything to sell you besides what I am, and I'm not really even selling you. It's value for value, and that's a huge part of my life these days that I've realized that you can work and not be a slave. I mean, I'm in a unique position. My story, you can go back into older episodes to get more into the flush of it, but needless to say, I am on a unique and healer's path, healer to say the least. I mean, you would call it clergy or something in a different world. I'd be some kind of freak fucking rabbi or freak priest or something. I mean, I kind of still am, let's not lie. But I offer you the Six of Swords as my art, spirituality, and healing, and Six of Cups are the roundtable shows where you get to talk about just pleasurable things like TV shows and music and how those influence the life. Kind of bring a cool, you know, sometimes more serious topics like what's the nature of evil, what's the actual threat of not understanding esoteric understandings of religion, and what's the threat of not obeying the principle of good. Because I think Jesus Christ was a magician, just like Quetzalcoatl, just like several other figures that arise throughout the story of the Shakespearean play that we're all in, you know, throughout history. And I'm just like, whatever the fuck I am. No, no, I'm saying, like, age of Pisces, age of Aquarius. Yo, Aquarius is Saturn, dude. Don't get all fucking hung up on what Aquarius is for the age of Aquarius. That was a big old look over here while we do this over here kind of shenanigans. Anyways, this is the show. This is the Six of Discs. You're going to listen to me talk about my life for a while because I'm using this to process. Is this thing on? Is this microphone? Am I recording? Is this thing on? I don't know. Anyways, check the proper microphone. Yeah, I'm just going through some changes right now. I got a story to tell you. My friends who love the Chinese zodiac stuff, and I love those who donate very thoughtful figures in our community, continue to bring your value. When you donate to the show, I get to see you in a certain way. I respect that you respect this, and this is like an upward spiraling thing. Do it at your own leisure when you can. And like I say, I actually do say, if you got no agenda, do that first. I'm just saying. I know my role in the hierarchy right now, and I'm just doing the best that I can. And when it starts coming in, it starts coming in. It's because of the merit. So here it is, whatever this is, right? Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. I look at my dude Montegraf over there talking. I'm like, whoa. So, people have different ways of talking, and I'm gonna start to grow more comfortable into mine. And why don't we not look at the ephemeris? Let me look over here. This is the podcast. Anyways, so yeah, I am using a Scarlet 1-8 i8, and it's official. So that's what I use to record, so you know the gear that I'm using. I'm a Macintosh guy. If I were Linux woke, I'd go Linux woke, but I'm not Linux woke, so once you went Mac, you never went back kind of thing. And it's no joke, for sure. It's really much better than, I mean, like, I could never consider. I'm a creative type of dude, though. I'm, like, teaching myself how to write with my left hand even these days. So I guess this is something, before we get into like the changes that I'm going through and a cool story about the Chinese zodiac, I'll write that down though. See, now I'm taking notes to keep I'm raising the bar on this. This is leveling up all the way. Gonna say Chinese zodiac comes down. I could do that right now anyways. What do you want to do? A lot of stuff's going on right now, but you know what? Yeah, let's do that. That's a cool story. We'll come back around to all stuff in time. That's the one that wants to be told right now. So, we just entered into the year of. Oh, if you like this show, good Lord, good Lord. If you like this show, you go and donate at cultfan.com. Hit that donate button. Hit that donate button. Send those dineros, the doleros. And if you are from a different country, the amount that is in your country equivocal to American dollars will do it the same way that any value for value show does. So Australia, respect. Anyone, I guess England kind of loses out a little in that deal. That's okay. Well, I'm okay with that. So anyways, God bless you guys over there. And Canada's cool too. Anything coming your way, we will raise it up to whatever the American dollar doodly is. But yeah, I was going to say something else. Then I'd mention the Chinese zodiac. Oh yeah, teaching myself how to write my left hand and stuff. Just doing all these things to you start to look at how you can actually see how. Because the whole point is to integrate your shadow. That's my opinion of what I believe in a sense. So we could use like Carl Jung to look at Christ as a figure, no matter if it's black, white, red, or yellow, whatever the colors are. Because it's four elements. Let's keep. I don't. I'm not telling you what to do. So let's keep it simple. And so, you got this, Miles. You got this. You guys can't hear it. He's doing something nice. What am I doing here? You got this thing where you can point to your different aspects of yourself. You can actually see different personalities. I'm not gonna say that you're like a MK Ultra multi-fragmented person, but you definitely have an unconscious and a conscious. And I think that like the left finger. The left hand seems to like really display a different person when I'm trying to talk to, I'm just doing my thing. I'm like, all right, so what do you got to say? And then the left hand's gonna point at things. They're gonna really like cool, detached, passive manner, like showing me clues about tidal risings and fucking blue moons and shit though. Now I'm getting poetic, but no, it's like half moons, quarter moons, showing me the spectrum between a quarter moon and a quarter moon, indicating that there's something to do with the hemispheres of the brain, I'm sure. But now I'm thinking with the left part of myself, and you got to think with the right part too. But I'm not quite sure how you could say that's like the lateralis too. It's like combining the two, so you make the third, because that, they're always dropping truth. Like it's what it is, and I guess so am I, so it's what it is, and I just want to do my thing, that's what my one precious existence is, and so I'm just, letting it rip with this shit, and I will see how it sounds afterwards. I'm not even gonna listen to this. I'm just knowing where I'm at right now, and is it good enough for the conversational flow, so let's go. What I'm saying is that, you can look with your left finger,
and don't look at the moon, right? Don't get distracted by that. But you can actually point at stuff with your left hand and get a different result. Start to, you know, train yourself. When you got some writing to do, force yourself to put the left hand on the vice versa. And if you're already amphibious, why aren't you out there swimming? Come on. What do you listen to a podcast for? So, and you can do this and get different results, and it's a horrifying experience, especially if you were like me and like your fucking teachers were like pieces of shit. Man, I'm letting it rip tonight. Man, I'm in a state. This is parental advisory. Put on some naked fucking titty flail. What do they call those nipple things on Tipper Gore? Make her wear some nipple flails. Anyways, damn, fucking Futurama. Prison and nipples. All right. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, you can develop different aspects of your unconscious and, like, learn to deal with your own internal self. You know what I'm saying? Like, Christ was, like, the caduceus because he was able to balance that shit and, like, what do you say, like, interact with others and, like, ionize them at a particular tilt of a spin frequency, like, pattern, like a repetition of augmentation on the attitudinal values of the individual so that, like, they could become a better version and self-actualize and not have authority over them, shit like that, dog. So, now I'm saying, like, that's where you go against the grain, you get fucking fucked up because there's, like, Enki and Enlil, it's like Yahweh and fucking Jehovah, I guess, I don't know. So, you know, gonna be talking about some serious stuff because, like, this ain't total grim, dude. We gotta do this right. We have an opportunity to live well and to do this right. Those who are with me that I can influence, and y'all influence me back, please write in. It's an open enough loop. You know, let me know how your experiments go. Send me pictures of your handwriting. But yo, I had teachers who are like all like fucking shitting on my handwriting, like fourth grade, man. I was like 10, 11 years old. Doing reports on FDR, a brother Mason, and it's like calling my writing chicken scratch and stuff. I'm like, man, that's a 10-year-old boy. Leave them kids alone. And precocious youth as I was, drawing these cool heart people the next year, and I was like 11, 12. There they are. That was cool. I just think about this. It's like it's like a gang of heart. I think I called them the heart attacks. So corny as shit, dude. I was like 11. Fucking heart attack gang. They were cool. Hearts with, like, tattoos of hearts. Man, that was weird. I told you all about that kid who sat near me and killed the girl afterwards. That the other girl that I dated was the sister of. Man, my life's got some interesting intersections. Going through changes right now. That, you know, it's funny if I'm just being cold and detached, but, like, to be true, it's multiple things. I'm a Libra, you know, I'm a Libra man, and I have a lot of love for love. So now we'll pivot from talking about, because I'm going through shadow work right now is what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of the integrational stuff so that, like, stuff that used to scare me ain't going to scare me no longer, and bad behavior that I was performing in the public sphere and private especially, in my own heart, in the sanctum sanctorum of my own behavior, yo. Because only I can, and then ma'at at the end. But only I can judge myself. No one else can. That's how it is, and that's I would excoriate if I were given, you know, the responsibility. Another individual soul for not taking it upon themselves would be in, you know, in the flow of their highest life. I think there's a hierarchy on this planet that exists, like when everyone rises to their highest instead of chaos, that everything kind of moves in a nice organic flow or something like that. Like, if we were all doing our best for what we got, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone says that, but it's our job to tell this story, like Adam Curtis talks about at the end of Can't Get You Out of My Head. So here I am doing my part, whatever that is. I'm no bigger, though, worse or better or less than anyone else. I'm just doing my part. This, you know what it is? A step in front of this microphone. Man, I'm just stripping my soul bare right now is what it is. Got a pencil in my hands. So doodly-doo, you know. No one else can do what I can do, so that gives me a little confidence. And I got people who replicate that with a kind of social sentiment mirror back to me. Sacred mirrors, you feel me? And whatever I am, I'm only stepping into it. I am stepping to my shadow. Motherfucker, I'm only at the beginning. Look at me. I'm hardly the man that I'm going to become. But I love that guy. He's a fucking much cooler dude than I am. Hey, not self-shaming here. I fucking love myself, too. I'm not saying I'm better than you, either. I'm saying, like, dude, healthy self-esteem mixed with healthy social, you know, what you say, pro-social behavior. Yo, come on, that's what's up. That's how you don't get hoarded out to authority, all right? Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't obey civility and laws and stuff. Like, I had a really great conversation with a friend of mine. Gonna keep him anonymous for now, but anonymous hermetist, all right? You know who you are. And it was a wonderful call. This dude's a, I'll say this, this dude or chick, because I talk that way sometimes. God bless me. This dude or chick, anonymous hermeticist, because so many chicks are in her. Yeah. If you're into it, write in. Let's talk about it. I want to hear what you have to say. Male, female, whatever. But straight up. So I'm talking to him. He's like, he's a Taurus, man. When I find a Taurus I can talk with, or a good Libra too. You know, the Libra, you got to be sharing. That's a strict, you find a good Libra that you get along with as a Libra. You got to, like, I got one of mine. He's a brother of mine. He's really interesting. I'm able to listen to him, like, talk. And, you know, and he's able to do that with me too. And it's appreciated. Capricorn and Cancer. That's a whole other barrel of fish. Aries. Mysteries of that shit. So bringing it back around. Talking forever with my brother who's a Taurus over here. Or sister Taurus who's over, you know, Taurus. Man, you got a good Taurus in there. You got a good, like, certain deckhand anyways. It's like lit, dude. Won't even stop talking. Feel so comfortable. So good to have good people in the life. Yo, just going through some stuff, you know what I mean? Like, a year ago, I was hitting it up with my man SB and Jim over on the RX Only Picture Show. Rest in peace, Tracy. She was on there too, man. They had Jimmy Egan on. And I was going over to the Newport Tower designed by 1007 John D. Queen Scryer himself.
The architect of the Newport Tower Museum's tower.
So it's the museum's tower, you see. Whatever voice that was. I'm not going to edit that. That was weird. And I'm actually happy I did that. That's like the shit I do when I'm just chilling. I'm like, man, I wish I got that on recording. Nah, dude, now you see you starting to synthesize. You starting to become a better broadcaster because of your fearlessness. This is just what you do, dude. Settle in, let it rip. Hey, have faith. Have faith and do the good work. It's the, you are the conspiracy. Let's tell a better story. You know what I'm saying? This is the Dr. Amp lighting the lamp for the liberty and the soul of your own Columbus. You know what I'm saying? None of those check-in events where you're getting a circle game. You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little esoteric for certain people out there. That's like 1% understood where I was just going with that. When you get to be that 1% too, then we're even better because it's got to be all of us who are coming. You know, you're either here with me or you're not. You're here for a purpose if you're here. That's what it is I find it with my kind of job. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a 7 kind of thing. And yes, this is what happens when I put the Miles Davis on. I'm just like, oh, man, it's been a rough job. I'm not going to criticize my shit of all the days right now. Man, I got up at like 4 o'clock because certain psychotic fucking, God bless them, forces around me are like tripping the fuck out. So I'm not sleeping at 3 a.m. And then I'm like, I got to be up at like, I got to be up at, I have to be up at 3, what is it, 6:39, but yeah, I have to be up at 6:39, and I'm like, way tired, and I'm going to a wake, I intend to go to the funeral, I get there, because of all the other stuff that I've been going through, I'm like, good enough to like, be there, and like, you know, send my appropriate regards, and just, I was like, dude, I can't even, so I went home, and of course, the moon is still over Mercury. And it's actually probably at a, it's probably leaving right about now, but this is the reason I started this during this time period, was to really accumulate that and go with that power. So here we go. Let me see, please.
Yeah, Mercury, Virgo, yo, 15 degrees, conjunct Vespa. Uh-huh, Vesta. I say Vespa, Vesta. I wonder if that's why in Furikuri, they rode the Vespa. I'm telling you, there could be something to that.
Yeah. I like anime too. Don't kill me for my sins. I like it. For the world's sins, I like anime. What else do we got? We gotta get back to what you were saying, dude. You know, I'm just talking. This is the fucking six of dicks. Now I'm using the right hands. You know, different person. No, you are expressing that today is a unique astrological time. Yeah, let's talk about that. Thank you to Davide DeAngelis, who is currently offering his program at like half off right now. So maybe I'll even put that in the links, because he's someone who has impacted me in the past in a very positive manner. And he encouraged me. He was the one who got me to do YouTube videos. And he gave me some really great advice that, you know, really drives me. See, I don't say everything, you know. God, Mark Frost taught me. He's like, Nathan Lee Miller Foster, if you want to exist, you cannot give it all away at once. You just have to live in virtue and attract the slow change that moves through you. Doom Train is a positive force, despite the, of course, you know, lack of understanding of occult meanings that most people will throw onto things. Again, Christ is a magician. This is my vision on it. You know, people are entitled to their own understandings, and everyone sees the world through their own way. Just like you want to have children that look like you, you see the savior that looks like you because you are the savior. You know what's important about Western culture? Because this is where I agree with Dr. F and why I have him on the show. You ever notice what you're doing when you're adoring Christ? You're adoring the sun. The sun to adore is to put attention on. Attention is the object of the organ of the sun, the eye, visual. That's why to draw an eye as an artist is self-reflexive, drawing a hand and an eye. So it follows the same reasoning that to adore the sight, to adore being alive, that is the adoration of Christ in a nutsack for an occult point of view from one, just one post-it note, one meaning, one turning of the shining crystal of all being. And you're free to accept or deny or just whatever. I'm not going to tell you who's going to grow up or who's going to get to Valhalla or whatever, dude. That's not my place. I'm already at the round table and no agenda, dude. I got my people. I got a lot of good people in Freemasonry and Rosicrucianism too. Like, good people in my life that, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to join a few other fellowships along the way. There's some actually like nature-based ones that I'm very interested in. I'm more interested in the kind of things that bind us together ultimately, because I can only spend my time in so much of a way. That's all it is. Although I've been watching Fringe right now. But yeah, man, going through changes, yeah. Make the silly jokes, you know, yeah. I can make silly jokes or I can start to like make it really twisted, you know what I'm saying? So let's just be appropriate and just say, yeah, man, it's like a hard time. I let someone into my life a couple of years ago, you know? And I don't know, dude. It's such a fucking mystery. This is the last time that I let myself walk right off the cliff. With all due respect to love, maybe it's time for me to just do what the traditional adults have done, start to date with a serious end towards the final thing. But I'm not going to marry the first person that I meet. You know, I'm going to make sure that they're the right person. And shit, you know, I'm probably going to just have to use a lot of magic and astrology just to, like, cut down. Because I know exactly what I'm looking for. And if that's what I'm looking for, then I might as well manifest that. It's like they say, be careful what you wish for. Okay, so I wish to be careful. And then I say what I work for and to manifest and to pull into my current. Well, I'm going to keep that to myself. I think you'll see when I do it. And I'll be honest about how specific. I'll provide notes and details and such. But yeah, if it's love, it's love. I'm a person who's aware that too much interference in the general nature of things does lead to sorrow because you're not following the Tao or God's plan. And too much fuckery is your prerogative, but not mine. I'm a natural magician in a way. Like I said, Christ, like, man, if... Yeah, I talk about the White Lodge a lot too. Like, truly to integrate... is the goal still to serve, like, to feed the white wolf or the, you know, angry wolf? I'm gonna feed the wolf of compassion. If there's a time to act with aggression, well, assertion, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, do it and then be done with it. Like, you can never ever say all the answers all at once. It's always these tangents. So that's why good tradition matters. You know, what fucking works, we use that. And sometimes, you know,
things come along to shake tradition, shake test foundations, and certain things shake away. So a couple of years ago, I got into something that I can say was certainly not from an adult eye point of view perspective, right? Something that was mature. It was a beautiful, fun thing that ended up just kind of going on and going on. And, like, all you need to know is ultimately, as I float above this, because I'm amazed at how adult I am being, you know, I could be like Kate Bush and be like, it didn't even hurt me. And there's a part of that that's not a lie. But to be true, it's also devastational too, right? That kind of loss, that grief, that death, that lack of vision and turn sideways into a new platonic cave. All that jazz. I wish her all the love in the world. I wish her... Fuck, dude, she is so cool, man. Like, there's not... It's just, it didn't work the way that the storybooks wanted to work, but, like, mad respect in the end. Like, as I float above this, she's my sister. I will always value the time that we spent together and all that jazz, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get too much into it because I even have a sense of decorum about that I'm surprised that I'm starting to develop. Who knows who I'm becoming? I don't think that you ever need to get some kind of, like, injection, any kind of upgrade, though. I don't think that's how that shit works, if you wish. Been listening to Existential Reckoning like a motherfucker. I'm wearing a Push for T-shirt right now from the Arcasante thing on the 30th, yo. So many 30ths, dude. Of course it is, like... It's like you start to see the patterns, and like people talk about Jungian stuff like synchronicity, what I call divine feedback and such. And it's like, man, you can't help but admit that, like, when you feel an affinity for the Bible, it's because it's written as a magical codex to take your brain in, because it works off the same numerology, which functions the same triggers within your own subconscious and experience of the world in the first place. It's what it is. Yeah, I'm a cult fan, whatever. Doesn't fucking matter. I'm not real, right? None of this is real, right? It's all a dream. It's all awakened windfish bursting on the tip. Yeah, I'll tell you. It is a dream. Still, if we're playing play right now, it's very serious. And I will do my best to deliver the very serious adult and true. Because, like, when it does get very serious in that sanctioned like religion which binds those who truly do the work in the world, and that is... That is very fucking serious. Deadly serious. Like, Pluto. And I have Pluto at 00 Scorpio, so... I have Pluto in, I believe, Gosh, if it's not its rulership, is it? Yeah. So I have Pluto in his rulership. And, yeah, man, it's deadly serious to do the work. I know it's a dream, but... I'm strictly at the prohibited edge of admitting that, you see, even though there's a 4-degree influx between the 26, 27, 28, 29, 0. So 26 Libra, Scorpio, 0, right? 26 Libra means the end of Libra, 0 is obviously the beginning. It's like, instead of going to 59 minutes for the noobs around, it's noobs, astro noobs, magic noobs, for the noobs. Way to go, noobs. It reminds me of my old metal friends. That was a thing. Whatever. 4 degrees, my Pluto and Venus are. So I've been taught that, like, it's like two different apartments, they're the houses. So it's like you got Libra next to Scorpio. Libra is masculine, Scorpio is feminine, right? Libra is air, and Scorpio is water, okay? Air and water, and then, of course, air is masculine, water is feminine. And so you got the position in the sky of 26 degrees. 26. It's right before the ending, you know, 27, 28, 29, 0, 0. And so 4 degrees apart, but they're in different houses. So my Venus knows what Pluto's up to. There's like a massive, intense, like, draw. Man. It's so cool how this is... I could just see so many ways that this unfolds into a beautiful tapestry of meaning and being and, like, a superpower. Detriments to some people. But not to my folk, not to my friends, not to my family, who are from all across the world. I don't care what you look like. I care about who you are. You know? Is that show me who you chill with and I'll show you who you are? Some Aesop Rock, I think. I'm saying more, a little bit more like the Emersonian, like I like to bring up. Like, and I'm not really even close to the level of capacity that I should be at, but
I'm also not going to go fucking tight ass and be like, oh, well, yeah. I'm not going to throw myself under the bus anymore either. Fuck that shit. Nah, real changes on the foot, dude. You gotta wonder. Like, there's a big thing in Final Fantasy VIII about Squall and Cypher. And Cypher, like, dude, I'm facing some... Right now, I am most certainly Squall. And I'm never going to end that. I'm saying that there's just certain things that, like, I've been reading in the tea leaves. You know what I'm saying? That, like, choices and confrontations with my own soul. So I'll try to bring you guys the best version of that. And part of that is me, myself, I, as a live case study. Because, like, I am a self-reflexive piece of the crystal of the universe that's able to tell you about that shit. It's just what I'm here to do, dude. I don't know. Like, it's better when maybe if you have a question right into the show. Questions are only $7.77, right? No, I'm just kidding. It's whatever you want. You write a note. You write whatever value. If it's $2, $2.22. I like those repeating numbers. You like those repeating. It's good for you. It's good for you. Eat your number vitamins, kids. But yeah, the show's only going to get better. And if you like it, you know, turn your friends on. I don't know. I got to come up with a better thing for this show and all those gimmicks. It's real. It's good. It's good. And, yeah. I'm wondering what my attitude in general should be. Jesus, you know, I don't even have a prescription to talk about today right now. I've been to more funerals this year than I have been to birthdays. And I have been to... No Masonic Lodge meetings, which blows. I don't like it. I miss being with my brethren. Masonry matters a lot to me. People want to talk about, like, what do you think you can do for the society? I think that Masonry is a wonderful thing for young men. I really understand that that is a useful tool or a path for certain people. You don't have to be a magician. Trust me. Most brethren look at me the way... No, I'm just kidding. Talking about how most people are unique in their own sense, and just like I am unique in the world, I'm unique in Amorc. I'm unique, dude. What else? Am I a member of any other clubs? The clubs that I said I would never join, and then I'm like, oh, I grew up. That's how I look at it. I grew up. I found my role in society and was able to figure out how to work and be useful. I really can't even tell you how important that is to me. Now, this does not mean I want to suck the dick of any demiurge, because listen to me right now. I am very ferociously sovereign. I will figure out my way to make the people around me as equally a pain in the ass to other people who have the force, so that they will not fuck with us, because the only language that truly speaks in praxis, ultimately, you must have compassion on the down low end and the reels, but you also have to have power. Ganon is the corruption of power. Never be like Ganon. But Link has the ability to slash, and yet he can choose not to. My brother was telling me yesterday, or sister was telling me yesterday, saying, very, very agree, but this person is wise. And they said, you have to be able to do the damage, or else you're not being merciful, you're being pathetic. And I said, shit, sir. Ow. My odds are 50-50. I just might agree with 100% of what you say. And then the other 100%. How's that math? And it was true that I was very in resonance with that. And he's from a different, she's from a different, they're from a, and anyone telling you how to speak is like a Brooke burner. It's like someone who shares, it's like, what's that, Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Yo, if you can't let someone talk and say he or she, and you want to jazz all up their conversation with your conversation, man, you need to eradicate yourself from the scenery, motherfucker. You need to escape a jetpack into the black hole and not come back until you have fixed your attitude. Huh, cool. Doing voices. It's a podcast. Really? I'm doing voice? Oh, God, it's becoming an actual show now. Yeah, it's only been like 90 episodes. This is episode 90, folks, of the Six of Swords. Six of Dicks, in this case. Yeah, it's a bit of an adult show, I guess. I was trying to be all gentlemanly and with a wad up my ass, but I really can't do that too well. And I think that putting on airs gets you suffocated, and that's really where I'm at. So I hope that I stay that way, because I've always really kind of been on the side of things that I respect in a way. I mean, I've been an asshole. I've had freakouts. I've done stupid shit that's just like really beneath me. I'm with the wrong person who had the wrong idea instead of speaking up over them and dominating it and going in a better direction. That's something that I can and should do when it's appropriate. You know, there's no way to just do one thing ever. It's like what works as part of it. If there's nothing wrong, don't fix it. People create problems by thinking about them, and silence is golden because you just don't fuck up the vibes with your negative interpretation when it was probably you who were wrong the whole time. Yeah, me. Probably me. Probably me wrong the whole time in most situations that I lost my sentiment. Whenever you turn into a tempest, you're an asshole. Yeah, I get it. We're all human. We fuck up. But for decorum, again, I'm not going to talk like this the whole time, but, like, I'm really letting go, dude. I'm breaking free, dude. New Pussifer album, man. Jesus fucking Christ. Someone control my fucking thought pattern here just so I can, like, focus, moderate the middle there. So much on that album to break down. I'm going to have someone come on. I'm going to start reaching out to the... If you guys know people out there, there's a kid who just did some stuff on the Tool Archive that's doing some good stuff with 17s. Like, those kind of people. If you guys are listening to this show and you want to hear me talking with those kind of people, let's get those people on here. A lot of people talk about the Holy Gift like it's, you know, something that they can't understand. And I understand their lack of understanding because, like, the reason that I'm bringing the Holy Gift the way I am, not just because my name is Nathan Lee, which Lee is, like, holy. I could get into the whole Lee, like, Qi Gong energy Lee, the holy energy, like, Alexander in Final Fantasies and such. Like, holy energy. But Nathan Lee, the gift of holy and the Millifoss and all that jazz. But I don't have to because it's really about me being the one who believes in the holy gift. I believe in it. I believe in it. I know that there is a fundamental hidden story in this. And that it's one that we can come together and tell. But I can't tell it just on my own. I need everyone to participate that is interested. And those who are called to do it will do it. That motherfucking shit. I don't need you to end up with, like, orange slices and fetal spooning either. Because, like, fuck me. I'm not the one to do that either, right? I'm not the dude on the cover of the Pussifer album or anything like that, right? Light of the lamp for liberty. Because liberty is tradition, in a way, you must understand. This is going to be complicated, but let's do it so it works. Let's do it so it works. Let's just do it so it works, guys. Let's do it so it works. Thank you for understanding that I can be rough around the edges. I'm also here to do shit, so... I got Mars at the midheaven. You're just, oh my God, dude. Let's talk about my fucking career as we're going forward now. Getting to the Chinese Zodiac story about the rat and ox later, if I get around to it, possibly. Oh, you have all such strange times. Again, I wish people all the best. Like, I'm really happy for people being happy in the future. I can't believe, like, I have a warmth in my heart. Like, guys, I don't even know what's going on. Like, I feel like deliverance is the word. I don't even know what that means. Okay, whatever. Yo, but seriously, don't come at me with your religion. If you try to convert me, I will destroy your precepts. Like, don't. I am a free thinker. I am a radical, fuck yeah, Carl Jung. Fuck yeah, Giordano Bruno. Fuck yeah, I was gonna say Edison was actually kind of a bitchin' guy, but, you know, if you watch too many, epic rap battles, then you're gonna think too negatively of him. But give the guy some credit. He was in the, cult. Who's doing the guitar on Bitches Brew here on this? It's, like, really moving slow. All right, so anyways, let's keep going. I have a midheaven, and then we'll get to the ox thing, because we're going to start talking about my career now. I am a musician, an artist, and a podcaster. The artist is an author, or a musician, author, podcaster, or a musician, an artist, and writer. I think that's how I do that. Art is the podcasting. It's basically musician, radio, and writing. It's the jizz of it. The themes are spiritual, occult, subculture, anti-culture in a way, but not... negatively. It's like anti-discreation culture. How's that? Discreation being corporate capitalism and any kind of communism, basically. Any. Almost any. And I'm an ex-card-carrying communist, so if you come at me with that, I'll fuck you up too. That'll be over very quickly. So, anywho, it's not that capitalism is totally sound, but with responsible and engaged Republic members who are not under a feudal monarchy but are under their own true sovereign
under God freedom, which is the only way you can do it. It's from Kether on high. If it ain't Kether, you're cucking yourself. There it is. I'm going to fucking draw the guns right up. Here we go. All right, motherfucker. It's true. If you put a mask over your face, you're cucking yourself in reality. And if you don't let someone, if you let someone take your voice, well, I got bad news for you. And if you, or if you, you know, continue to think that that person matters, but they try to take your voice, you know. If you let someone take your ability to vote, you're getting cucked.
Yo, man. Why is that word such a thing in our fucking culture, too? Such a fucking, I think it's like a need for the men to learn how to serve females appropriately. It's also a need for men to come to terms with their minds and sexuality, but at the same time to respect the borders and the limits that should come with being a socially minded male, with the needs of the male in mind, with respect to the love for the male and the female. Because the female can be crazy, but have you ever seen a crazy man? Okay, but it's different, and we all have to come to the realization of what those energies and waveforms and patterns are. So at least the enlightened ones amongst us, of which I will, God bless us all and God help us all, count myself amongst into a degree. But yo, man, I'm only a baby on the... But there's a hierarchy, man, and people reach out to you when you're ready, and you will have teachers that come to you. Do not be confused. Trust the path in a way. You know what I mean? Like, but they say, like, don't go towards the light because it's a false... You know, I don't have all the answers, dude. Doing the best I fucking can. If you don't get what you need here, please find it somewhere else. But if you do get it here, that makes me happy. I'm happy to get into this. You know, we had things like the Higher Side Chats and Grimerica when I started, and Mark Passio and Richard Grove over A Tragedy and Hope before he did Autonomy. Man, I have been around for a hot minute, and before that, I was doing college radio. Yeah, I'm a edumacated man. I chased that bachelor degree, dude. I got a fucking piece of degree, dude. Fucking liberal arts that I chased for 7 fucking years, dude. I've had a very interesting life. Very. We're in Pisces right now, yo. Is that 7 degrees Pisces? You tripping? No, that's my chart. Yeah, son, you are at a 9 degrees Pisces. I knew it. That's right. So tomorrow it will be the 9 of Cups. The second decan in every mutable, cardinal, and fixed. And the rising just went to 0, Leo. That's right. Mutable, cardinal, fixed. Have a middle decan. There's first decan, second decan, third decan. First, second, third. All the way around. Because that's 12 times 3 is 36. Well, deca is 10, right? Decimate, deca, 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 deca. Super decatendo. And you got the whole idea that 3, 6 times 10, 360. It all maps up. It all makes sense. It all works. Yo, man. I'll tell you another secret about why the earth glyph, I was trying to tell SJ this, the earth glyph is all up with the 180 degrees like the true nodes, because the earth is where we are located. It's the solar system is potentially center. It's both the sun and the earth. Like, I'm not sure if the sun and the earth are the same, like, inside-out version of each other to a degree, or however the fuck it actually works. You look at the ephemeris, 180 degrees to the sun at all times, so... Sun's 9 degrees Pisces, so 9 degrees in Virgo right now. The Earth symbol, it's like Venus upside down in this chart. And this indicates the Earth where, like, we're standing. So if the Earth's always 180 degrees in the Sun, that allows you to triangulate, doesn't it? That's all I'll say for now. But I just want to introduce that idea. Because, like, yo, if you get stuff out of this show, definitely bring those kind of people to... bring me to those people's attention and say, like, hey, he'd probably want to have you on. You should reach out to him at occultfan@gmail.com. They can do that until I get a better private email. But I'll give you that on the show anyways. With an S. With a Cinco de Mayo. So let's go on to... there's several things I get to do. I'm a Pisces. So, like, it's straight up in the flow. I'm a Pisces rising. And which is where the horizon is when you're born, which is like the overall predominant wave of your life of what you are. So psychic, in my case, poetic and rock star. I am a rock star. That's literally my fucking job title. It's like Nathan Lee Miller Foster, rock star. That's my Viking, like, business card that I do not have because you are not in presence to take a piece of paper from me. Or Viking? Fucking? Viking? Freaking? Wow. Anyways, you're not here to take a piece of paper from me. But it would be gold embossed. Pretty cool. Probably feel really tactile. Maybe some fuzzy stuff on it so it feels like velvety. Like you'd want to lick it. Like, this is the most delightful card. Lick it. Yeah. Don't want to get too Tom Green on the humor, though. All right. So, what are we talking about? In the Chinese cosmology, the rat was the first to arrive at a party that the emperor threw to choose the order of the years that the animals would get to have the procession of the years named after them. And whoever theirs get to be first and last one there would be last. Spoiler alert, the pig was last. Meanwhile, the rat was first because it's a big obstacle that all the animals had to overcome, and why the ox would have been first was that it was fording across a river. And the snake and the dragon have a tail of their own, and the monkey, everyone, dog, and all the different ones have different tails of where they, you know, no pun intended, why they did what they did. And the rat tricked the ox. The rat, which it was just up until like about 2 weeks ago, and then it changed on the 12th. To the ox. The rat rode across the river and jumped off into first place with the ox. How things play out, Christopher Loring Knowles would appreciate that it was Tim Buckley, the final Monkeys episode, Tim Buckley's Song to the Siren. That was the day that my life changed when the person who had came into it blocked my ass on Valentine's Day. They said, I'm going to use Valentine's Day and I'm going to rape your soul of Valentine's Day. I'm like, what are we doing Valentine's Day? Everybody, Dr. Tran voice. Nah, man, it's cool. It's an extremely poor choice. It was a really poor choice. But at least they made it so it couldn't be any worse. They Hitlered Valentine's Day, so, you know, can't be any worse next time. I'm just saying. So there's always that. They set the bar so low and all that jazz. So, man, I need coffee. Where's my coffee? Give me my coffee! Anyways, what happened was, this person, who I do value, and things will be good. I'm actually mature enough to, like, let that happen this time. And they are. They're really cool, actually. Just didn't work out. And never butt into other people's business when they're going through that. Like, that's, like, you'll keep the ex, but you'll, like, get rid of all the people who, like, showed beneath the level of dignity and decorum that I need in my life to be at the level of vibration and frequency that you all need me to be at. So I can't let certain influences drag me down. And that's why, even in a sense, that I guess I'm going through what I'm going through right now. And so I hopped off the ox when the ox crossed the river. You feel me? You feel me? See, the river is the bridge. The canal is where the bridge goes over. And across the water, as much as I live and love and am part of Cape Cod myself, since a boyhood and before, I know it. I belong there. Get some property there. Eventually, definitely do some good there. Yo, it's like, cross the river, the year of the rat. That person was with me, helping me cross this chaotic fucking whatever that was. Yo, without them, I don't know, man. I mean, I quit drinking in May anyway, so it's not like I owe my life to anyone. But we had some good times, and I wouldn't be lying if, like, wait, I wouldn't be lying if, is that the right word? I'm trying to say is that, like, she's, yo, I'm going through this. And now, I didn't talk about the whole time, I'll fucking process right here. I might even have to process another time or so, whatever. It's like, she's cool. And she was really fun. And when we started off, it was much better, and we would smoke weed, and the shared values that we started with, she did not honor, and we did not keep. You know what I mean? Like, smoking weed's like a thing I need to do with my boo. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but I'm going to let myself, because I really am not going to hold back. I'm just going to let who I am come through at this time. Yo, man, it's like those lyrics. It's like, you've been broken, so you see through the king's new clothing. Dude. Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to be as healthy as I can so that, you know, you can notice that, like, nothing can hurt me. Nothing. Like, I'm going to break down my ego so much that I realize I'm as much as a clown or a magician or a clown as any of you. As any of you. I got a Leo moon. You know who else is a Leo moon? Queen Elizabeth of the Englandials. The Englandors. Queen Elizabeth. And I would be very respectful. Now, I don't believe in her. She ain't above me. Yo, I got a Leo moon. How you go tell me you above me? However, I would act with respect and mutuality. I mean, y'all can get into, like, how she probably has, like, this, that, or that in her closet, but, yo, man, I'm not going to talk to you about your closet when I'm being cordial with you in public. I mean, ain't that kind of party. Now, if it were that kind of party, I guess it wouldn't be about the hot, but the head, right, right? Fucking bloody needles clacking. Do we need to have public executions in order to, you know? Like, what level of, like, purge do we need at this time? Because I think that anything founded on blood is going to reciprocate only in more blood. And I think that's one of the things that the Christ lesson teaches us. Yo, man, you listen to me talk, you'd be like, that dude's, like, fucking quasi-Christian? The fuck? I'm like, yes. I'm a Gnostic. Ish. Yeah, even that. I'm like, I don't know. Dr. Farrow is on, and he and I agree on a lot of things, and we're able to talk about these ideas. I'd like to go, you know, deeper with him one day for y'all, if he can get on board with that, you know, face the facts, the stuff he says that he doesn't want to talk about. And I'm like, well, dude, how you free if you afraid? Not full stop. How you free if you afraid? How you free if you afraid? And you got to answer those questions. I'm not directing that at any one individual, because, like, I'm pointing that myself too. There's certain things you don't need to talk about that are private and stuff, and certain things that you're just not going to talk about because you're just not going to talk about them. But there's certain stuff about, like, your own, you know, maybe even complexes or kind of like stuff that the society gets all hung up on. You could do a lot of good service by delivering conversations that are open, candid, and frank on that are going to reach a level of an audience that's going to be reciprocally at least, like, you know, middle-ish class enough. You know, you don't want the white milk toast motherfuckers, but, like, I don't mean that by, like, skin. I mean, like, boring, plain-ass vanilla. Although, for such a kinky-ass motherfucker, I'm pretty vanilla. Straight up. I just like to have fun. I like the attention. I like to make girls feel good. I really like to make girls feel good. Remember, I just want one, though. I don't want to be with anyone else. I respect fidelity and borders. That's super important. But anyways, so I guess, like, the maximum thing to do is to set our sights on what's it going to be? What do we want it to look like, knowing that we live in a technological paradigm of manipulative, reciprocal, like, technology that's almost like from moment to moment shaping how you respond if you pay too much attention or even if you don't? These are the conversations that we should have. If you really, you know, and if there are people out there who have ideas and feel that I'm obviously, I don't know, I'm not going to say missing something so grandiosely obvious as to, like, why not everything can be equal. It's not equal. It's a hierarchy still. But, like, don't you see the perfect complementary of opposites is, like, a soft heart? I think we can pull this off. We need a better way of looking at the world. We need a better story. If you hear me fighting myself, it's because this is the same. I'm going through the same fight as all of us together. There ain't no high or low, really, yo. They put me in AA when I was a kid. I see how even the fucking kings and queens of this world fall prey to the Al Ghul demon. You know, it's like, oh, y'all don't drink? I'm like, yo, man, yo, when two people who be drinking, like, you cannot fucking listen to a person who even, like, casually imbibes because they have a relation with a spirit that, like, colors their perception of, I gotta say, like, sovereignty is a good word, but it's not the one I'm looking for. Yo, they can't see. And it's like Jim Keenan asks, why can't we not be sober, right? So why do we have to be sober is basically when you say it like that. You don't have to, but it's like blaming sobriety is like, you know, you see the wisdom in Tempest, because it's a person who sees that, like, drunk or sober, no matter what, you're still responsible. So, I mean, if you can handle your alcohol, I would never tell you not to. And I'm not saying that, like, you know, I got the smile on my face that any good addict would have. If you're going to use that self-flagellating terminology, which I'm using only for the candor of bouncing off of it, self-reflexive to an extreme. I just think that it's... nothing's forever like that. But at the same time, like, it's like, how can you do it besides anything else besides this right now? I got a crazy grin on right now. So, anyways. Yeah, but, like, I don't know, man. Am I gonna go through a few more lovers before I get to Mrs. Miller Foster, permaculture, busty, bosomy, bountiful, fertile maitre de Casa de Miller Foster, who, you know, bears me lots of human look-alacks of myself, male or female? Daughters and sons is good, man. I don't even care at this point, to be honest. I'd be grateful if they're healthy. Now I'm starting to grow up, man. This is weird. Even me, it's weird. I feel like Jim Henson, and I don't even know why, but I feel like that's a role that I'll play in our society. If I keep my calm, if I keep myself kind enough, if this is about as harsh as my edge gets, besides being abusive to assholes that kind of, like, justice deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the shadow side integrated going on. I'm not going to be, like, abusive to people, but when it needs to be done, it needs to be done. Like, Alex Gray did this fucking video about, like, abusive relationships and, like, deal breakers, man. He's right. I sent that to this person. Man, they ghosted me completely. He wouldn't even talk to me. I mean, I get it. They're going through the trauma, and I'm too fresh to it, too, but I can see it. It's cool. They were... And I sent them a thing. He's like, you don't know what they're looking at, what they're doing. It's none of my business, frankly. The less I know right now, the more I can cultivate and focus on myself. And the more they can do that too, and the less our energies intertwine. I don't fucking think it's doing, you know, too much harm to have a bit of this on my show. Like, I'm pretty sure there's not enough karma in there. I think it's everyone can see that we're moving on in a good, healthy way. Yo, I want that girl to have all the success in the world. Man, people keep buying... Keep buying her stuff, dude. Keep buying that. Give her money. Send her. Don't even buy her shit. Just send her fucking money. No, I'm just saying. I want her to be okay. Which, again, is bizarre to me. But yes, I'm ready to go through the grieving processes and find the one that I can hopefully last with. And I really hope it's in my chart. Who knows? It's a crapshoot. And even then, you don't want to rely too heavily. It really does feel faded, and our charts were crossed like an X, so it does feel star-crossed, but she's my sister, yo. She ain't heavy, she's my sister, and I want her to do well. That's all I got. I can't believe I'm being so adult, but I believe in so much in my own heart, in my own faith, in my own providence, in the hidden hand which guides me. What? I believe in the... You know, not just the world of what happens under the so-called overseers and observers, but in my own divine soul as I play with this light. I'm so much more than just this. And it's okay if ultimately I'm the only one who sees this, or I don't think I think that I will find my people. That's what I'm looking forward to. And my audience will grow to know some of those people, but others will remain hidden. I'm sure that is the way, and it will have to be. I find it interesting what Helena Blavatsky, HPB, talked about, saying that there's certain things that the public shouldn't know. Maybe my show will have a nice kind of, like, thing on it that only brings the people who need to know. Most people will donate, right? Yeah, donate to the Six of Swords at occultfan.com by hitting the donate button. Keep the show alive. Keep the Nate alive. So that I can fund my music and my writing and my show, so that you can get this unique vantage point. Also, so that I can continue to light the lamp of liberty and to make strange jazz sounds and do something that only I can do with my four royal stars and I released a couple of videos on the Holy Gift lately. I'm excited to see. I'm gonna start doing more, just to cultivate that, and I want to see what people think about, like, what their experience is. Believing in a hidden story. I'm gonna keep doing it until it happens. Woo! The part of fortune is at 9 degrees Aquarius. Interesting. Anyways, how far are we into this show? Because I've said some stuff, did some things. Wanted to definitely get on top of this before I, let a Saturday go by. It's 2:22 right now. How about that? That's a nice time to just check the thing. So, you know, the ex friend. Friend Yancey, because you know, I had a whole thing. Like it's okay, I had a thing, and that shows to me that I'm adult and mature enough to be willing to dedicate myself to that. And to me, that matters. Maybe not to you, but to me, that matters. I think that love is obviously work, but it is not abuse. Like, and we. Have lessons to learn. I have lessons to learn, and I want to heal. I have no interest in getting back into anything. I don't just want to let myself cultivate a sense of who I am and what I want to be, gain control of my temper, right?
Tempests, temper. Wisdom is 7. Saturn is 7. To control yourself and to withstand the pressure is to be good with Saturn. Get good with Saturn and get good with Mercury. Anima had like a Saturnian kind of moon-looking Jupiter, blue, white, gray-looking piece of vinyl with an orange, you know, kind of solar, kind of Mercury. But it was basically Saturn and Mercury, Halloween-ish. Get good with those forces. Keep tradition. You know, you don't have to like everything that's either overly progressive to you or overly traditional, but just think about the best kind of people are usually a combination of both, at least to me. So, wow, it's been an hour already. That's really good. I just kind of sat down. Been talking, you know, I got some stuff out. It's important to do this show for me, though. And, yeah. It's interesting that I rode the ox's back, and then once it got to that, it was like Valentine's Day. And, this doesn't excuse any behavior. It speaks for itself. That will have its own fallout and consequences for her own soul patterning. You can't do that kind of stuff without karmic backlash, and I step out of the way. I wish her the best. It was a slip of unmitigated cruelty that didn't hurt me as much as it could have, and unfortunately I'm not happy for how she chose to do that. It's just an unfortunate thing for her, but we can all learn from this, and let's try to remember that if you're gonna do something like that, it's not a good day. Valentine's Day is not I think there's like a thing on No Agenda, and someone had like, and Adam's like, what a, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of weird that these things happen, but like, I'm going through my notebooks yesterday. Let's just shift it a little bit. I'll give you some few final thoughts, because you know what, I'm doing a damn good job. I'm really shocked at how responsible I'm being. Shocked. I can't wait to see how much better I can get. Man, fucking John Lennon was doing good work, man. But, like, yo, man, if I'm going to do anything like that, because they'll try to mark David Chapman, a motherfucker. They will. Y'all can wait till we have the fucking show about the Eighth Sphere coming up. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be fine. But, yeah. Just saying that, like, got to cultivate yourself and integrate your shadow. And, man, ain't none of us is truly better than the other, yet by merit, and yet we can still become full of ourselves.
can tell I'm at least trying to do the right thing here. But let's see, what was I going to go on about something else now. Well, what was it? Yeah, is this John McLaughlin? Yes, it is. I love this song. Yeah, what do we got? 2:29 p.m. It's my birthday, 229. Yeah, things just pop into the, some doors close, and holy smokes, like, all of this new stuff's coming in. I genuinely feel like I'm leveling up, like, across the board. Like, I feel like I'm going to do more collaborations with other people of my peerage group. Consider at this point that I'm just about at the same peerage as, like, Higher Side Chats Plus and Rune Soup and even Grimerica. I wasn't a few years ago, but shit, I really do feel like I have arrived. And now it's just the next step, it's right where I'm at. I've got a unique show, and I'm very grateful for that. I know that I've got a different horse behind the engine, if you get what I'm saying, than anyone else, anyone, anywhere. I'm born into this. Like, I'm an intergenerational birth anyways. That's something that I keep trying to come... I'm, like, asking Doc, and he's just, like, not getting it. I'm like, ah! But we will. Get more people on and see where my strange Piscean rising fantasies are taking me. Been looking at a lot of No Agenda stuff lately. That's been matching up. Like, Precog with Adam is ridiculous. I can't even... It's fun. I love it. I adore it when it happens. The guy who donated to the No Agenda show, the last show before the funeral that I went to the wake this morning. I have had no sleep. I wish I could have stayed for the funeral, and I don't feel bad. I was like, oh, you'll regret. No, I don't regret it, but like, it would have been preferable, but I did my bit by going, and I'm proud of myself for showing my solidarity with my brother in this time of need. I just gotta be soft to myself, because I really wanted to be there, but I went home. And, shit, where was I going with that? Don't make me stop and listen to my own voice. I don't want to have to stop and listen. All right, Little Morty. Go, Little Morty, go to the Bush Dimension. Yeah, if you stop smoking, like, and doing the stuff that you do when you started a relationship, like, I know shit changes, but, like, you gotta keep certain things. Stoner girl, hashtag. But, yeah, so, shit, I did it to myself again. I'll get it back again, though. No. All right. I'm gonna pause. Oh, man. It was because it was... All right. You know what it was? It was that someone who... The guy who donated to the show before I went to the funeral, was one of the owners of the funeral place, homes that I just went to today. It's kind of emotional and spaced out and tired, so, like, wow. Glad I could make that connection, though. Yeah, the guy who donated. So we made a connection. Hopefully he'll say what's up soon. Ah, it's 2:33 here. Of course it is. That's probably why I had to pause a second, collect my thoughts. Oh, man, I'm probably going to wind down right about now. Miles, run the voodoo down. All right. Well, we'll do this song, and, we'll call it a show after that. You know how to donate. And on the live show, we do this thing with so basically an RPG where you can, do some stress relief if you want to do that. If you like creative games where you can use your imagination and play with others in a competitively cooperative environment, fighting against, like, shit that I make up and trying to kill you. You can actually use the money that you donate and, to this show that obviously goes back into No Agenda and other stuff. You can use it in the show. So, like, say, donate $1,000, $111.11 to Six of Swords. Thank you. Yeah, you'd become, like, I don't know, I have to figure out all that kind of stuff. I do. Looking for ideas for that, but we're pretty esoteric right now, so it'd have to be, like, maybe, like, a secret society kind of ranking or something. That's what we'll do, a deep state. You can, if you donate $100 or $200, you start to build your way up, eventually, you'll get yourself a cabinet position in the deep state.
And the more money you put in, the deeper the deep state goes. So maybe I'll start to discover some entities or something. And eventually, you'll get a probably a pendant or some kind of like a piece of jewelry that you can have. A lot of people do rings, so you might switch it up into a pendant or maybe a some kind of like a spinal implant, some kind of a cocktail named after your first vertebrae. Okay. So anyways, I love my imagination. It's wild. So let's say that the guy who runs the funeral house donates to the episode before, you know, and so my ex is an ox and I'm a rat and it becomes the year of the ox and she's moved on to the Cape and I'm over in mainland still, but, you know, essentially I forwarded back across the river and hopped off on the other side. No matter how you look at it, on the other side of 2020, the other side of the year of the rat, it's so funny how these things live through us. And then there's like that whole... Now, here's the thing where the genders aren't always male, male, female, female, whatever. Whoa, what? No. Sounds like that thing that Agenda was talking about. And don't forget self-love. But yeah, no, it's like... Sometimes the man is a siren, and sometimes the man sings the woman to drowning, just like the woman sung, even though she was the same birthday, Liz Frazier, as my ex, and she sung Jeff Buckley to drowning, just you ask Christopher Loring Knowles at The Secret Sun, who has been on No Agenda's thing, thanks to yours truly. Occult fans everywhere, man, I'm some kind of weird mercurial agent, you know what I'm saying? I do. You do? It's more Saturn for me to lock this down, but I got so much when we can fix this Mercury. So, and I don't mean fix that shit, like, I was already circumcised, man, no fixing, eh? It wasn't broke in the first place. Oy-o! That's adorable. So anyways, what else we got? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. My new album is coming along. I made history. I left an indelible mark on the digital era. I released the first albums in the Air Triplicity, A Bad Robot Daycare by Nathan Lee and his Deep State. So yeah, if you want to donate to the show and also watch me as I get more focused and such. Also, I just went through like a whole bunch of shit and I'm fucking tired, so I'm not going to bitch, but y'all get me. Where's my coffee? Man... I look forward to working with people and discovering that I can overcome even, like communication difficulties that I thought existed. I look forward to becoming a much better version of myself, a much better version, a much better man, for sure. Because I respect the divine and sacred, feminine and masculine. But yo, man, I'm a siren. And y'all gonna start to hear me sing. This year is all about getting my first published work out. Some kind of fucking weird-ass magical fiction, you know me? Some shocking shit in there that'll, do stuff to your mind if you'll let me. I'll slide right in between your pages, baby. I'll let you get all ink-stained all over you. Come on now, let's get it going on, baby. Yeah, you wish I had a girlfriend to keep me fucking safe from all of you? All of you safe from me. You're all locked in here with me in this podcast, Bambinos. So check it out. I'm gonna find a singing instructor because I actually know that, like, I can sing like Michael Jackson. I'm not even shitting you. I have such a strange voice. I can go like, what's that, Diamanda, right? She got some killer fucking ups and, dude, I'm getting the feeling that if I can be cultivated appropriately, that I have like a few octaves, and not like falsetto neither, but like pure piping, like Gates of Dawn Tea Party shit. 7777777. I'm counting now, Mike. You got one more to go. Nope, no, I'm counting. A lot of counting to seven these days, boys. I tell you what now. Do it for your pep pep. Count to seven for your pep pep. Do it for your pop pop. Do it for your corn pop. All right. All right. Smells like rotten meat. No, I'm just kidding. Man, Tim and Eric. I would love to work with Eric Wareheim and Tim Heidecker. Those guys are fucking... I would love to work with them. Smoke a little weed. A little weed. A lot of weed with Jack Black. I would love to hang out with Jack Black and fucking certain people I would love. I mean, like, I can feel like Maynard. Ah, called him that. Damn it. Put a quarter in the jar. Jim Keenan. It's adorable. Puberty laugh. But, yeah. I can see why he likes to, like, give shout-outs to, like, people like David Cross. You can see multiple uses to that. But it's also levity. But I'm already Pisces enough right now. One thing I do work on is my Aries. That's the Aries. Yeah. So, where am I going with this? I had a few more things to say. Gonna write, gonna sing. Another thing this year is likely another album. So, A Bad Robot Daycare made history by being the first album released in the era triplicity, the new aeon that we're in. And so there's the version American, which came out in Sagittarius. I took a nod from Ocarina of Time, released in, you know, like Tool and different bands and video games are released at different times in different countries. Oh, fuck me. Ocarina of Time looks like 007. Oh my god, guys. James Bond on Nintendo. Nah, Doc. Good job, Nate. Yeah, whatever. See, I don't care about giving the credit for it. I like to figure it out. That's where I get off. Don't tell me the mystery. I want to know. I like it when I penetrate it myself, thank you. I don't need anyone else to put a mask on that shit. I don't need a condo between me and God called a priest. So yeah, you got the version American and the Japanese version, which are the more trivium I learn, the more dangerous I get. Fucking telling you kids, yeah, universal human children, you are drunks, all of you, drunks. Everyone, fucking AA everywhere, David Foster Wallace. And to fail to recognize your own shadow is to hear a squeak. So it's a version American, also known as the Adam. It's a version Adam, ADAM, and that's released on the 21st. And that was the precursor to the second part of the EP. It's an EP chain. You listen to the verse, and then you listen to the second one. And that's the Japanese version, or the John C. version. And those are A Bad Robot Daycare, like Fringe, A Bad Robot. And thank God I did my podcast, because now I get to go sit on my anus and watch Fringe all day. Guys, I am definitely in need of the fraternities and things that I joined to mature my ass. Sometimes you get full of yourself and you think you're great because you did certain things. No, you're not. You're not. Just because you did this or that. Be proud of yourself for your individual merit and your ability to see the needs of your common man and to meet those needs after having your own needs met in a fine fashion that wastes not and that is respectful to Gaia, whatever that is. Earth, you know? The thing that we live on that lives with us, the part of us. It's like fucking ripping out your own eyes to fucking tilt the planet wrong, all right? Don't do it. There's lots of stuff that I stand for that's all good, and I think that I can be cool enough to make it so that it works for the most of us, and so that the people who might have felt, like, victimized before, you stand up against those people who do not live in the accord. Yo, man, whatever it is that's trying to separate, those are the agents that we go after. That's all it is, dude. I don't have the answers, but there is a way to do this right if we have a steady head. And you know what? If I'm not long for the world because I tell the truth, then, you know, whatever. But if I am, that's cool. I'd like to see a life through to see things get better. It's never over. It's always a sphere, a fortune. You can't spell fortuna without T-A-O for the Tao. You know, it's all shifting always, but, like, doesn't mean that you have to build your house on a foundation of shifting without, you know, you could build it on something that kind of like our Buckminster Fullerene Lee, Charles Eisenstein and Lee, Nathan Lee, E.E., kind of like adapts to the situation. I'm saying is that we have a world around us that we can realize, like, all your holy books are coded books. All of your religions are basically sun gods, right? All that old zeitgeist stuff. But, like, don't get tripped up by it. Realize that if you look a certain way, you're going to want to look a certain way. You came here to represent that. Represent that. Do it good. Find people who you represent. Do that. It's like this MoFax mentality right here. It's not just that. It's like fucking common sense mentality down the line, dog. But, like, for now, it's like just seeing that back in the... I hear tale of way back in the day when you needed to not die of dysentery way back in the 70s. And people would just, like, shout shit. It's a large fucking hysterical mental illness construction to think that the flavor of racism that we think exists and the kind of oppressions that we think exists when the real trick that keeps people all fucked up is the one that has yet to be dealt with. If shit was working, it would be working. I ain't gonna tell you to end no Fed. I ain't gonna tell you what to do about Nixon fucking us on the dollar. I can't answer those questions right quick. My mind is amazingly rich in its capability for profundity and, with certain measure, learning anything. I have a very scientific mind when it's coming to the close of things, quite capable of discerning the necessary patterns and even evolutions and deductions. Never sell your soul short for anything that's mechanical. You are a divine creation of an organic and natural way, and you are sacred. Mothers giving birth to children, and mothers and women representing and, you know, being a womb for creation, as Gigi Young points out correctly. Yo, man, I fully support men growing into their masculinity so they can protect women. Don't take from your brother. It's like that Right in Two video. Yo, one dude had this chick, and then this other dude came. No, respect thy neighbor's wife. Certain traditions, you know what I'm saying? But don't fucking suck the dick of Yalda Bayoth either. There's a fucking way to do this. I don't sound like a fucking savior, do I? I'm not a fucking savior. But I do sound like someone who really has a serious, serious mind toward making things better. This is what it sounds like. These are what these people sound like sometimes. I'm a 7, dude. Don't try to understand me. The more you try to understand me, the more you will confound yourself. Just be in the moment. Hope that I can do good for you. And if I can't, go do something your own. Just do your good, man. Any people who are little manipulative bitches trying to use tricks, you know, man. The sins. Y'all sins will find you well. All right, guys. That's about what I got for now. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the 6 of Wands. All right, the 6 of Discs. Put that in, I have another jar every time I call him the Keenan guy, every time I say the wrong show. But anyways, if you like this, please donate over at www.occultfan.com. And thank you so much. Next show is coming on the 6th as always. Love you guys all.